joins.
Oh, joins the next life. Joins the next life.
It settles.
Oh, so and so this present aggregate is called say.
As it circles,
without freedom, circled by the force of unsubtle mind karma. So this is called this aggregate is called cycle. Samsara, cycle. So all cycles like this. Oh. The aggregate, you know, continue to aggregate joins from one life to another life. Again, you know, say, in a way, as a wherever rebirth, rebirth place, wherever it's joined, you know, rebirth place, you know, wherever it's joined, then experience the suffering in that realm. Then again, say, then experience suffering death. Then again, that aggregate consciousness joins. That samsara joins again to another life, you know, then another rebirth, another birthplace. Then again, experience suffering of rebirth, suffering of, say, again experience suffering of death. The various sufferings in between that, between rebirth and death. So like this, on and on, the continued aggregate joins again and again like this, you know, and experience suffering. So you see, so the I, which exists on that, you know, which exists on that, which is labeled on that, which exists on that, you know, what the circles, you know, circles in the samsara and six realms and suffers like this. So because we have taken the suffering, rebirth. We have taken this body. We have taken the rebirth. We have taken this body. So, we experience the suffering of old age, suffering of sinis, and the such suffering of death. Then. Between those, as a, besides those four major sufferings, then as a suffering in the meeting, as a meeting the undesirable objects, then not finding the as a desirable object. And it, even one find, you know, suffering and dissatisfied. Dissatisfied.
Then,
such as the sufferings of
this aggregate.
It is as a, by the as a lineage and the lamas. Lamas of the lineage,
lamas who are lineage of the Lamrim teaching. In order to easily understand, see clearly and easily, the shortcomings of samsara, how the samsara, it's in the nature of suffering. In order to see clearly and easily, in order to generate the thought of renouncing the samsara quickly. By quickly generating, if one is able to quickly generate thought of renouncing samsara, you see, then one is able to, what's it? Oh, one is able to generate bodhicitta, and that much quicker, and then one is able to achieve state of omniscient mind quicker. However, so therefore the lineage lamas of the Lamrim teachings have made clear by
by sitting at the meditation, the suffering or the birth, each of the sufferings, you know, in five numbers, as suffering, all the suffering of synthesis, the suffering of aggregates, those, all those in five numbers, they set up. So in that way, it's very clear and easy to meditate, easy to see. So however, all these problems, you know, all these problems, every day what we experience up and down, all the nervous breaking down, you know, when you don't, when you lose jobs, when the money is cut down. However, all these things, you know, all these worries, fears, everything, all this, however, all these mistakes, because we have taken this body, we have taken the rebirth. If you didn't have the rebirth, first place, the first mistake is that. If you didn't take the rebirth, you see, then, if you didn't take the rebirth, then there, no reason at all. No reason to strike. You see, if you haven't taken rebirth, no reason to strike. The strike, even the collecting garbage, you know. Even to collect garbage, there's people to strike. Yeah, they don't collect garbage. The garbage were piled up outside the people's house. You know? You see, the whole problem is having taken the rebirth. You see, so if why we have to experience suffering of death? Why we to worry of death is because. Why we have to worry of death is always because we have taken the birth. You see, why we have to take medicines in order not to experience death, you know, so much worry and fear, you know, for the death. Even by making pujas, you know, trying to prevent death. However, all this, you know, by mistakes, is by having taken the rebirth. So therefore, if you do not want suffering, all these problems, old age and all these things, you know, white hair and teeth falling out and all these things, you know, they spend much money, you know, putting stretching out skins, you know. Paying a lot of money for the doctors, you know. How about all these things? You see, if one does not wish to experience, then you see we have to stop. You see, we have to stop taking the birth again. So if you stop taking the birth again, all this problem would not happen, which we won't experience. Yeah. However, the conclusion is, so you see, the whole suffering, yeah, you see, it started from very beginning, the mistake. I, which is made a label on this aggregates, you know, even the I is made a label on this aggregates, but appearing as not a made a label, it exists from its own side. Then clinging on that, this is completely true. You see, everything started the whole rest of the whole suffering, you see, the whole thing started from that very beginning, you know, from the ignorance which claims this is completely true, and this I is completely true, you see. So you see, so it's your own mistake, you know. So it's you, the whole pro, I said, and the whole pro. In, so from this you can understand in each day, everyday life, you see, complaints that we receive, criticisms in what we receive, you know, badly treated by others. However, all these things, besides those suffering, rebirth, and death, and all these things, all this each day life, all this discomfort, bad reputations, you know, all these things what we receive, the whole thing, you see, it's your own mistake. It's your own mistake completely. Because clinging, you see, following the ignorance, completely clinging to this I, which appears as true, isn't it? It's completely true. So I think we stop here. So the point is, so to realize, to understand, as to study shunyata, you see, to study shunyata. To have infallible, you know, to study, under the guidance of, you know, well-experienced teacher who has found the infallible right view, then you see, with such a teacher, then you study on shunyata. To realize the right view, infallible right view, which eliminates this ignorance, so, and that is extremely important. As I started the talk, you know, so this, you created suffering. Your own suffering is created by yourself, and so eliminating that also you should do by yourself. You see, practice. So by practicing the path, the right path that is revealed by Shakyamuni Buddha, the absolute truth, then yourself, you know, by following that, yourself is able to eliminate this very root of the suffering ignorance. Stop here. Chancho Sanjo Rimbo Je Ma Je Ba Na Ma Je Ju Je Ye Wa Nyang Ba Ye Me Ba Ye Yu Ko Ne Kung Du Ye Pe La Ye Ju Sambe Chante Chante Chime La Wang Lu Du Che Du Ma Ba Che 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 Ne Sam La Che 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 So as I explained the last the 2 days, how all the how all one's own suffering, the creator of how the creator of all one's own suffering is the oneself. How all the suffering came from self. And that is one way to think. One way to understand. It's not just believing. In fact, it's not like that. In fact, the reality or in the fact,
It's not like that, but one should believe in that way. It's not like that. And it is not like that. Even you cannot understand in the long run, you know, from one life to another life, you know, by making connection, if you cannot understand it that way, you can understand, you can see, if you are intelligent. If you are smart, you can understand. You know, if you think a little bit, if you check a little bit, you can understand that. Even each day life problem, how it's based on this ignorance, how it comes from this ignorance. While the eye is empty of existing from its own sight, you know, or believing, clinging that it exists from its own sight. See how? You see how? Even each day life problem, the unhappiness, the suffering of the body and mind, how they see, how does it build up on the basis of that, or how it rises from that, or how that causes. It is very scientific. Also, to think this way is also very effective, very, very effective for mind. Can you hear? See the door? By following the self-chasing thought against suffering problem rises. That is also very effective for mind. To control, to subdue the selfish the attitude. The uncomfortable mind, and the very painful, uncomfortable mind, the selfish attitude. To think it this way, in the shortcomings of self-cherishing, how the self-cherishing thought, you see, obliges you to experience much problem. So much suffering, the samsara. How the self-cherishing thought, how to self-check is the key, you know. Stealing away. All one's own happiness. Temporal ultimate happiness, perfection. How the self-cherishing thought is like butcher, you know, butcher cutting off the life of the root of the temple of ultimate happiness and perfection. You see, by following the self-cherishing thought, then anger rises very easily. How strong the person, how much the person follows the selfish attitude, careless,
careless of happiness, the suffering of others. Caring only, concerned only one's own happiness and suffering, one's own comfort. Strongly seeking one's own comfort in for self. So that you see how much and how strong for self-taking power depend on that, you know, that much so easily angerizes. You see that that much easy, that much very easily the person becomes impatient. However, so by rising anger, you see, the root of temporal ultimate happiness, perfection, is the virtue, the merit. So the anger either completely either either completely eliminate, you know, either completely completely, you know, it completely destroyed the marriage. It completely destroyed the marriage. It makes the anger, you see, either it completely makes burned rice. The complete burned rice, you cannot, even you plant that, cannot grow. So like that, the anger, it makes the virtue not have any potential, to bring its result. To bring its result, happiness, perfection. It makes it impossible to experience, to enjoy the result of the temple, you know, whatever is temple ultimate happiness, whatever it is. It makes it impossible to experience, to enjoy the result. The undedicated, you know, the merit. The merits which are not accumulated with motivation bodhicitta. Even the merit done, the merit accumulated with the motive of bodhicitta, those merits which are dedicated to achieving enlightenment for the sake of others. You see, even though by rising anger, it postpones to experience the result. Before, whatever one the result in happiness that one is about to experience, one, you know, that is ready to experience, realization. You know? One is about to generate the realization. But then by rising anger, it postponed. It makes it causes to take a long time. To experience the result. So like this. Also by rising heresy. Self-cherishing thought. It's like the self-cherishing thought is like butcher. It's like thief. It's like a butcher.